Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 492 of the Mail Right Podcast. I am here with my fearless co-host, Jonathan Dinwood. And today we're going to be dissecting Zillow Premier Agent. You're going to find all sorts of juicy details in this particular episode. But before we get started, we'd like to acknowledge that Inbound REM and Mail Right are the sponsors of the show. Jonathan Dinwood is the founder of mail-right.com. I would love it if you just go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody that might be tuning into the show for the first time, John.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We're a CRM website with a load of marketing tools all combined in one great value package to help you get leads. If you're a real estate agent, back over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Robert Newman. I'm the founder of Inbound REM. We're an SEO and AIO marketing company that leverages websites to get you access to better leads and better ROI. So with no further ado, we're going to get into the Zillow Premier Agent program. All right. So first on our list today, we're going to the title of the show, which for those of you who like to read as opposed to listen or like to do both, is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So somebody has been watching his spaghetti westerns. All right. We are going to ramp up. I would like to hear, like, in terms of background, give us a little background on Zillow Premier, if you would, John.
Yeah, well, it's the lead generative program of Zillow.com, one of the biggest traffic websites on the internet around real estate property. And people that are looking to find out how much their house is, what the neighbor's house is, what the latest prices are, they go to Zillow and they look around, don't they? It's the kind of one of the major hobbies of Americans, isn't it? And if somebody shows some interest in a particular property, you could be on there as the selling agent or the selling agent, but they will, if you click on the property and fill in a capture form, they will then sell that information to a number of other agents at a very high price, depending on what area. And they use AI and they do tend to call and check the person over. And then if you're on the top of the list, you have bidded the most, they're attempt to call you first. And if you don't pick up the phone, it goes to the next agent. And that's how it basically works, isn't it, Rob?
So there's been a few changes. So once a lead is assigned to you, they've changed their marketing language to say you get an exclusive lead. Now, what does that mean to everybody listening? I don't know. I don't pretend to know, John. But I will say this. That's on their documentation. They've got it in writing. They say that, I think that what you're probably referring to is a separate section where they talk about live connections. Now, live connections probably does work the way that you're talking about, because live connections is the ability to literally, the customer has searched on the Zillow platform and then they said, okay, I want to talk to an agent, but they're on the phone. They say it through a phone call. So then what's happening is that they are trying to connect to one of their customers who is doing this, and it could very well still work from a bidding perspective. That would make sense to me. But they're trying to connect you with a live call right there in that moment.
That's what I meant, that part of their service.
Right. So the other part, and this is just my understanding, everybody, and John, it's just my understanding, is they've got this, I'm familiar with their pitch because I'm a sales guy. So their pitch is, they then do this thing where they talk about automated advertising. So they run ads, or so they say, on specific property listings, and then they have your name. Now, the way that they phrase this is automated advertising. That's the language they use. Now, it's everything John said, but what they're going to tell you is some form of automated advertising. It's really just your picture on listings that are inside the zip code that you subscribe to. Here's a new thing that they've added, which is they say, my agent. Okay, it's another way to basically sell against the negative of the live connections feature of their service, because it is a negative. If you don't happen to be near your phone at the time, regardless of bid, you lose the deal. And that can be trying for people using their advertising platform. So my agent is a way to, for them to overcome that. And what they tell you is that they'll nurture leads. So if the lead doesn't happen to get on a phone or doesn't make a deal with the person they get on the phone with, they will still do automated follow-up on your behalf for 30 days. And what they tell you is that you're their primary point of contact across the Lowe's network. What they don't, the loophole here, John, is that if you established, if somebody else got the live connection and you did not, most likely the My Agent bit only applies to them, not to you. It's deceptive language, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. Let me rephrase. It is language that should probably require more detail.
And I think it's language that's been looked at very carefully by their lawyer department.
Right. But I think that if you're quickly reading and not don't do a deep dive into their TOCs, which the last time I looked is like 10 to 20 pages with the documentation, you are going to have a real hard time understanding how the relationship works before you set up the relationship, which means you're spending all that money without necessarily knowing for sure how the lead process works. And then the last thing is Zillow Instant Offers, which is definitely new and probably a holdover from their days in which they were buying and selling property. So the way that they transferred out that section, the offer pad or wherever the hell it was, they used to buy properties. Well, they don't do that anymore. But instead, what they do is Instant Offers. That's where somebody comes in and they are using the platform and Zillow says, your home is worth $500,000. We'll give that to you today. Okay. But that's means that Zillow transfers the lead. If the client accepts, they transfer the lead to a buyer's agent with the assumption that you're going to set up the seller almost instantaneously at the set price. So it's a way for a seller to automatically get an offer. And now it's your job as the person that receives the instant offer to go out and sell the property at X amount of
money. Oh, I was expecting you to say that they sent it over to a wholesaler. And they're selling leads to wholesalers as well.
I would imagine that a wholesaler could set up this agreement, but I don't know 100% for sure. I'm no more an expert. To be an expert, you have to have used it and used it a lot.
Would you be surprised if they sold those leads to wholesalers? I wouldn't. Well, maybe I'm missing something.
I wouldn't be surprised that they would sell the leads to anybody that has
the money,
proper membership with them, and they're paying the prices that we're going to cover in a little bit. Now, the other part of their package, which is also new, is the Zillow Premier Agent CRM is now basically Follow Up Boss. Oh. Okay, so this is why they acquired Follow Up Boss. They wanted a best-in-class CRM and app. The app, I think, is new. The CRM is not. And you can do all the things you can do with Follow Up Boss. The way it's languaged out in their stuff is you can manage leads, track communication, view client search history, all of which I can confirm is possible through Follow Up Boss. So I have to say that sounds accurate to me. Performance analytics, access-driven data insights and lead performance and adjust strategies based on market trends. I have no idea what that is. It's new. I have not seen it in past iterations of their marketing language. I have no input from clients because I've never asked about it. So I can't tell anybody, or including you, John, whether it's good or bad. I can merely say they've added it to their language. Customizable notifications. Get instant alerts via email, text, or push notifications when a new lead comes in. That's old stuff recycled for today's era. Now, here's something else that they've added. Enhanced profile. Okay, so they have always offered profiles on Zillow, but now they've changed their language to include it as marketing support for their core offerings. They should have done that a long time ago. Maybe they did that a few years ago. I don't know, but I'm catching it for the first time right now. And then professional branding. Now, this is, again, the reason I'm calling all this out, John, is because I don't think that this is completely transparent or fair language. They say, get your contact information included in home search emails sent to buyers. Now, I've seen these emails. And what it is basically something that any IDX can offer you. It's just your information in like a square grid, an image grid, the same way that IDX Broker or iHomeFinder would send out your information and connect it to like an email drip that was being sent from IDX. It's nothing that is not industry standard. Support and management, a business, dedicated business consultant. That's what they're now putting in their marketing language. Again, I actually don't have any familiarity with the value of this particular edition. It seems like it's new. You're going to get sent, but probably not. They basically are just calling a dedicated business consultant, an account manager, which as far as I know, John, they've always had for Zillow Premier Agent. They're just probably using different language around it, but it's also possible. And I leave room for the fact that maybe they've expanded the expected skill set of said agent and information that's that agent is supposed to provide to their customers. Brokerage management, tools for managing teams, including team profiles and lead routing. That's nothing new. And CRM integration is really back up to under profile and branding or the original thing. It does say, and this is new, integrate with external CRMs to better manage leads beyond Zillow's platform. I think that's always been the case because they never had an internal solution. I think they're obviously looking to scale out of that. I wouldn't want to if I was Zillow. You're always integrating with other tools to manage leads. Instead, if you provide a best-in-class tool, now you have a one-size-fits-all solution for all of your customers. So you own your clients better. And now that I've seen all the marketing language, it makes a lot more sense to me about why they bought Follow Up Boss, to be honest with you. It seems to be a competent integration of a best-in-class CRM. That's my opinion. So here's where things get interesting, though. So, all right, really snazzy marketing language. What can you tell us about pricing, John?
Well, I did looked at a few websites, looked at a few YouTube videos, refreshed myself about it. A lot of it's from 2024. A little bit from this year, but mostly from 204, people talking about it. I think it depends what area you're in, doesn't it? If you're in Los Angeles or New York or some Phoenix, or it's, but a lot of the agents I watch were talking about starting at 1500 a month, but they got here, major metro market starts at 1000. But most of the videos, and I did give you the videos I looked at, they were talking starting from 1500, and then they're talking 300 to 500. I've never heard. I've heard prices much higher than that, even in non-metro out areas. But yeah, that's my input about the pricing.
I can confirm from my end, what you just said, the pricing that you've listed, we've got support documentation for those listening to this show. You can find that support documentation in writing on John's website, which is mail-write.com. Look under the Mail Write podcast show and look for episode number 492, and you'll find the pricing in writing. Typical, according to the median and the research that John does, says about $1,000 a month. Now, maybe that's true, but since 80 to 90% of customers actually are in metropolitan areas, it seems a little like maybe it's not 100% accurate. Because I have a client in Longview, Texas, who uses, which is outside a major metro area. He uses Zillow. And I'm pretty sure he told me last time I asked a question that he's paying $1,500
to $3,000 a month. Yeah, that sounds more like it. I've got some extra research I put underneath, and it was saying on the metro area, it's 223 per lead, and non-metro 139. That, in some ways, that sounds more like it. In some ways, I haven't done the maths yet, but your 3,000, I would thought, is more like it.
Right. And the challenge that John and I are going to have, everybody, is that we can research, we can look online for YouTube, I can talk to my customers, but ultimately, even though we feel pretty good about our few hundred customers that we have, it's not a good sampling if you start talking about there's like 1.2 million licensed real estate agents in the US, and the vast majority of them use Zillow for their marketing. So did I really get a good client sample? And keep in mind, they've hired me, a competing marketing company. So there's some level of dissatisfaction or a deep-seated need to think that they need to diversify, which could mean that I'm only accessing people that have problematic zip codes to start with to get my data sample. So it's a little, you're going to have to, unfortunately, you can take our input, which I hope is providing a little more clarity on the subject, but you're still going to have to ultimately research it yourself and make a decision. I wouldn't be surprised. The highest quote that I've heard for a single zip code from Zillow is $10,000 per month for a single zip code.
Wow.
Okay, so I've heard some much higher numbers than what we're talking about on the show. That doesn't mean that there's not value there for everybody, because if you're in a certain market where a commission for a single property sale is going to be, you know, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, you know, $10,000 changes its contextually to that circumstance. So, but these numbers in non-major markets could be correct. And so if you're sitting in a rural area, like somewhere in New Mexico or not a non-populous state, Iowa, Idaho, and you're thinking that the lower end of the scale sounds decent, then you're probably right. I can't imagine them selling anything over $500 a month to anybody in, let's say, West Virginia.
I wouldn't have thought so, would you?
No, because property prices there are still around $250. So to make a profit, they have to charge a lot less, or an agent literally couldn't do it. It's not a matter of want, it's a matter of can't. All right, so let's go into what our favorite, actually, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we may go to break a little bit early here, but we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to have a dialogue that is always one of my favorite parts of the shows, which is where we talk about the pros and cons, like through a lens of, keep in mind, two competing guys that sell other solutions other than Zillow, or alternatives to Zillow or an addition to Zillow. So you have to, as a listener, you have to keep that in mind, because our opinions may be slightly skewed, but you should have the greatest amount of learning when we come back from break. So we'll be right back. You stay tuned. Sit tight.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for staying with us. It's episode number 492, in case you didn't remember that. And we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, or otherwise known as the pros and cons of the Zillow program. I want to change the format, if you don't mind, John, slightly. I would like us each to list a series of pros and cons that we think, and have the other, even if they're the same pros and cons, and let the other guy respond with perhaps a critical or questioning view of what the first person says. And so that we start this off evenly, I'm going to kick it off. Okay. I'm just going to say, I'm going to give some pros to Zillow. And if you don't agree or want to add some detail, you're going to do that after I give my pros.
All right.
So here's my pros. I think that if you were looking to, like, for those people looking to either get started and they have a budget, whether it's on credit card or otherwise, and they're looking for some fast leads and they just want to get out and sell some properties, I consider Zillow to be one of the top options to do that specific task. Another pro, there's no doubt that no matter what the opinion of Zillow is, the Zillow profiles, for which you get an enhanced profile once you sign up for their advertising, where you get all your transactions listed under your name, assuming you're doing transactions, is wildly valuable as an ancillary marketing support item in all forms of marketing, even if you stopped advertising with them over time. So I consider it to be a very big pro when they give you this profile. Another pro is the fact that they are giving you access. I have some strong opinions on the con side about the acquisition of Follow Up Boss, but I will not argue with the fact that it's probably still the best real estate CRM specific that is available in the real estate industry, making it automatic access as part of your membership to Zillow. And as far as I know, they do not charge you extra. They are basically including it in your subscription. That is a huge pro, in my opinion, because individually it costs $60 a seat for Follow Up Boss. So if in theory you were looking for access to a top flight CRM and you had a few hundred people working for you, that would mean that you could be saving as much as $6,000 to $18,000 a month off your overall budget. A huge pro. Another pro that I like, even though it pains me to say it, is that Zillow has proven resilient. They have very deep pockets. So if you're looking for just reliability, you want zero question about whether your marketing company is going to be there tomorrow or get acquired tomorrow or any of other things that I say oftentimes in my own personal media channels, then Zillow is a strong option. Stability cannot be underestimated, in my opinion, when it comes to long-term marketing planning. And I think last, because I want to do five pros. And I think last but not least, a pro is, I'm going to say publicly traded company. Because let's just say you ignore every piece of advice that you and I have ever given, John, and you just want to feel like you're partnered with your marketing company. Well, being publicly traded is one of the very few ways that like an enterprising brokerage or person could actually get real true partnership in a company. You can just buy 1,000 shares of Zillow and now you're partnered with a company that you are giving all your marketing dollars to. Personally, I think that's a pro. All right, that's my list. What's your comments, thoughts, or retorts?
No, I agree with everything you said. I think if you're a new agent and you've got the budget, or if you've got some money saved, or you can put it on the credit card, it will, and you've got some basic understanding of what you're doing and you've got a decent back end system from your broker, I think you'll get some deals.
And do you have any different pros that you would say, or reprioritize the pros that I gave?
No, not really. I think you were spot on with the pros. They're powerful pros, aren't they? That's why people still spend a lot of money with them, because whatever you think of the company, they are the pros.
Excellent. So you're up. How about some cons? We gave the pros.
Well, I think it's fine to get the ball rolling, but after you got the ball rolling, unlike other brokerages or agents that got small teams, I think it's easy in a way. You're getting the leads in and they're pretty of a high quality. Mm-hmm. It can become addictive, so you just keep putting more money into the pot. But I think that's a problem. I can see if you're a new agent that you use it, and I then would probably, as I got established, still use it to some extent, but I would attempt to build up other methodologies for getting leads. I would not want my whole lead generative system to be dependent on Zillow Premier Agent.
Do you mind if I comment on that?
Yeah.
That con?
Yeah.
I just want to add, lead dependence is a massive con. I just want to reemphasize what John said, and I want to add a couple of thoughts that I have to that particular con, which is, So John and I have different backgrounds. I come from running large sales teams and can say definitively without a shadow of a doubt, I've run 3,000 or 4,000 sales agents of various types in my 35-year career. And when you get them used to receiving leads, like just on a tap, a spigot, a few things happen. One, they're not nearly aggressive as they would be if you had a different lead model. They just become dependent on that which you're giving them. And even people who might be hunters in other circumstances are absolutely not. They're just going to wait till you give them a lead or it comes through a lead pond, and they're going to sit there watching all day long and feel like they're doing their job because they pick something up first off a lead pond and then call it first. Okay, that's it. That's that. 100% lead dependence is not only it stymies internal growth in terms of your salesperson skill set. Number two, Zillow is a fantastic option when the market is good for leads. But when the market is bad, what John said, but I wanted to say it in a slightly different way, is, all right, so you're spending $10,000. Zillow's been a great partner. You're making an ROI, let's call it 3-to-1, like $10,000 a month. You make 30 grand. All's good in the neighborhood. Very little effort to market or do other channels, right? Yeah, but what happens when the market gets bad? All right? Because it's not great right now. And I have all sorts of people bailing out of Zillow. And why is that? And they have no options. Nothing in the background, no second choice, nothing else available. They don't have the $10,000 anymore. And why wouldn't they have the $10,000 you're asking? I can hear you all asking the question. Why wouldn't they have it? Well, because in down markets, a few things happen with leads, as most of you know. Yeah, maybe the leads will close, but they may not close at the same timeline that you're used to. That means that you theoretically can spend $10,000. And yeah, you've got people who are saying they want to buy or sell, but they're not closing. They're not turning into revenue. They're not turning into ROI. So now you're $30,000 in the hole, and everybody that you have in your pipeline is still telling you that they'll be ready when the rates change or something else happens. And so how many months do you think, for everybody listening to the show, do you think that most people plan for? Because the answer is atrocious, because the answer is 30 days. That's the answer. If you're doing a 3-to-1 and you're the average realtor or broker, you have 30 days of cushion. After 30 days, you're figuring out ways to finance your marketing. And after 90 days, the vast majority of real estate agents and brokers are out of money. No credit cards to tap, especially if they've ramped up their budget to, let's say, a higher number to accommodate that beautiful 3-to-1 ROI, but all of a sudden it's not there and it doesn't start coming back for a while. And now let's just say you're not average. Let's pretend that you were fiscally responsible. How much of a cushion do you have? Because if anybody was listening to the show said 6 months, I'd be like, well, that makes you the top 1% of all realtors and brokers, that you have 6 months, you have $60,000 an account where you can afford no return for 6 months. That would be crazy. And even if you could afford it, how long would you go before you finally said, I can't do this anymore? Right. And then once you give up your zip code, everybody, and this is their main selling point, now all of a sudden they're giving it to somebody else. Okay. And you will not necessarily get access back to it, which is how people overstretch their finances and stay with Zillow too long. And it all comes back to this con that John said, where dependence is no joke, man. I just wanted to emphasize that it's no joke. It's deadly to a lot of businesses. What's next on your list?
Well, I think that's the main one because when I did not so much for this episode, because we've covered it in previous episodes, when I did they put a lot of pressure on, they're in business, aren't they? They're there to make the most money. So they put a lot of pressure on brokerages and power teams. You know, if you want to keep this zip code, you've got to spend more money with us. You know, you've got to ramp it up. We've got other brokerages, other agents that want their zip code, and they're prepared to spend this type of money with us. Mm-hmm. And if you can't spend, you get a contract, I'd imagine, and you get a period, but when it runs out and the market's hot, I'd imagine you got a bid for it almost. Yeah, they put the screw on, don't they?
They do. So I'm going to add one. I think it's for those small handful of you who consider themselves global thinkers, able to think outside the box of your immediate needs. And that's very few. Honestly, John, it's most feel like they can't afford to do that. And I don't blame them. I'm not poking holes at anybody. It's very rare that somebody has the confidence to say, if I wanted to unplug my main lead source and go someplace else, I have that choice and I know I can make it work. It's very rare. So let's just say that you're one of those rare ones, though. Well, here's a thought that John and I have gone public with many times. There is no question that for the vast majority of real estate agents who are not using Zillow, who are doing other forms of advertising, at that point, your main competitor becomes Zillow. Okay? You are fighting against the trend of a large filtered search platform with massive marketing reach, and people are going to do all sorts of like this instant offers, Zestimates. These are the industry standard for gaining property value across almost every market in the US. Now, are they accurate? No, but they force you to sell against them. You have to sell against what your customer tells you about what they found on Zillow. So by using Zillow, you are funding the number one competitor. And what is that competitor's end goal, that desire? If Zillow could turn on a switch tomorrow, it would be, we provide leads to everybody and they all pay us a healthy percentage of their real estate transaction. That would be their goal. It will be convenient. It'll be fast. There's a lot of good selling points, as we've already covered. You'll have all the tools that you need, but you will work for us. That's it. That's what they're really saying. You'll work for us. And they would love to make every single agent in the United States a Zillow affiliate, employee. You call it whatever you want. The language could be like whatever. It doesn't matter, because the second you're giving a percentage of your business to somebody else, as John and I can both tell you, you have a partner. That's being nice, because if you have no say in how that partner operates, you don't really have a partner. You have a boss. So like you can call it whatever you want. That's the fact of a business relationship. So John, my main, I am a global thinker, and I go, I wish everybody saw the illogic inside funding their top competitor that really wants to make them an employee instead of their own boss. But most people don't really want to be bosses at the end of the day. It's a lot of extra work. Sometimes it's extra money. Sometimes it's not. It's really about, do you just have a way of doing things and you want to do it yourself? And that's a very rare person that thinks the price of their time for a questionable financial return, it's very rare. It's less than half a percentile. So you go, are you that half a percentile? And if you are, then it makes zero sense long-term to ever use Zillow. Sure, plug them in the middle of some kind of need that your business has, phase them out as fast as humanly possible. Because all you're doing is making it harder to compete against a company that is trying really hard to turn real estate into a franchise globally. Any thoughts to what I just said?
Well, I think if you're starting out and you can put it on a credit card and the market is either neutral or it's got a ascending path to get you going for the first year, I think I would do it. I would do it personally myself, but don't get addicted to it. And it's really easy to get addicted and just stay with them. You've got to be using Google, social media, all the stuff that we've discussed over the last 4 years to try and build up your own lead generative, you know, use personal networking, everything we've discussed. But I do think it's hard when you're beginning and you're getting the leads and you're getting that 1-3 ratio, and it's easy just to get addicted and not bother doing the other stuff and just relying on them. They make it easy, don't they?
They really do. And so here's my wrap up. Here's my final thoughts, and then I'll go over to you, John. My final thoughts are, regardless of what you think or feel about Zillow, I think there's a place for Zillow in a lot of marketing plans. I really do. Like it's hard to beat the value proposition that they bring to the table. But only a fool would look at them as anything other than a very temporary part-time partner. Because, well, let me rephrase. Fool is a strong word.
Yeah.
Somebody with a very microscopic view of what they want their business to look like would probably use Zillow long term. If you're an owner who's in real estate mostly for the money, and I have a couple of clients that are just like this, John. They are just entrepreneurs and they just want their business to make as much. They're only looking at the churn, the line in the middle, and they don't care how they get the top and middle and end of the funnel done. They just want it done. So if you're a real estate factory, and there's plenty of them out there, you're going to just do as many transactions in any way possible to get a 2 or 3 1 to ROI. You're going to look at every single part of the process, refine it. And if Zillow happens to be a significant part of your top funnel, fantastic. You're not an engaged owner. You're not building up a personal brand. An engaged owner means something different. It's not like you're the public facing person to your brand. You're not trying to create a small hometown feel with a set list of services. You've got 600 to 6,000 agents working for you. And all you're going to say is, if you want your transaction done, it will be done well and professionally by us. That's it. And so your job is mostly recruiting. It's getting new agents into your funnel, into your processes, and then making sure that your top line has as good of a spigot as humanly possible. And for all those things, then yeah, Zillow is an answer. But the vast majority of agents are actually more towards the independent. So like there are more agents that fall more in line with the independent because they're commission only, or they're taking a split, but only after they sell. And they're working for Keller Williams or EXP or Real. And that's something like 500,000 at least of the agents that are working in the US right now. And those people don't have that view of 600 agents working for them most of the time. That means that you're more concerned about building a brand, getting people in your Rolodex, making sure they always want to pick up your calls, making sure that you have 100 or 200 people that always come to you for real estate needs, because you can do that for 20 years and make an incredibly good living. And that is a different mechanism than Zillow. So for all those people, using Zillow should be an extremely, either something they never do or something they use with caution as briefly as possible. Those are my final thoughts.
Yeah, I think also what you pointed out in the down market, there, in a lot of areas, the math doesn't make any sense. You know, it doesn't. And I don't think a lot of agents, I really thought you brought a good insight there, that it's going to be difficult in a down market to get the result from using them.
Agreed. So ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. John, if somebody wanted to ask you a few more questions about Zillow or your all-in-one platform or anything else, how would they do that?
Oh, thanks, Rob. Just go to the mel-right.website.com and have a look at our features and what we've got to offer, and book a quick chat with me, and I go through quickly what you can do, and hopefully we can become a partner. Back over to you, Rob.
If you'd like a consultation on lead generation options, including ones that are somewhat outside the box, permanent and durable, and reflect more of my statements about building your own independent brand, what you're going to do is go to inboundrem.com, check the services section. You'll find a link to my calendar. I will personally guide you through what I feel like all of your options are, and I will do so in an even-handed way. I am currently still offering those consultations one-to-one and at no charge. Can't guarantee that will be true in 2026. So if any of this sounds appealing, get that call in with me now. Any calls that are started or consultation that are started will continue into the free zone into 2026. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Robert Newman. John has been my co-host. We are so thrilled to have you. Hit the smash the like button on whatever platform you're listening to us, and we'll see you the next time.